This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in line nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on the special Mother's Day weekend. And my first guest, first time ever joining us on the show in 30 years, the Queen of Country Music, Loretta Lynn, will be joining us. The lovely Adrian Barbeau talking about a new movie. We have Natasha Gregson-Wagner, who is the daughter of Natalie Wood, with a special on HBO called Natalie Wood, What Remains Behind. And then we'll talk about small business survival with Jennifer Johnson. Next hour, Brad Meltzer will be here with a book about Abraham Lincoln. But you got to hear this. It's very special. From Blind Spot, Audrey Esparza and Ashley Johnson. Jeff Corwin will be joining us from Nat Geo with a show called Alaska Animal Rescue. And then Mother's Day Ideas with Chef Rebecca Lang. And all this week with Ron Segi today.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today, and there's only two people who can sing that song. One of them is Patsy Cline, who made it a hit, and the other one is our guest, who I am delighted to have on the show today. She is to country music what Elvis was to rock and roll, Sinatra was to pop. Joining us right now with a belated happy birthday greeting is legendary Loretta Lynn. Hi, Loretta. Welcome to the show. First time with us in 30 years.
And it's really nice to talk to you.
Well, it's great having you here, and after 30 years of doing the show, we finally got you here, so that's an accomplishment all in itself, you know?
Yes.
I meant what I said when I said that only two people could sing that song, you and your dear friend Patsy Cline, who everybody loved as everybody loves you. But we're going to talk about this new book you have called Writing My Feelings. I found it rather interesting that you'd rather write than singing out on a crowd. I'm glad that you do both, dear.
Well, I try to do both, but I would. I love to write because it seems to me like I write about myself all the time. That way it takes a lot off of me. If I've got something on my mind, it helps.
Now, was it therapeutic? Was it hard to write this? Because I sense by reading it that the memories that you had and shared with Patsy Cline were so much a part of this, and it's very emotional. I mean, I was getting emotional just reading it.
Well, her and I had such a good time together that we look at each other and laugh 1 minute and talk. We'd talk about something that was sad, and then we'd both be crying. So we were two bad girls.
Well, there's nothing bad about that, Loretta. You know, here's the thing that I really appreciated. Now, you did everything together. You raised your children together. You did everything humanly possible together. Yet, you were so much connected with music and the art. A lot of times people new in the business doesn't want to share anything about themselves because they're worried about the competition. But you and Patsy were not like that, were you?
No. There's no competition. It's whatever they make it. It's however they do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if competition's great, let them get it. I mean, more power to them.
Yeah.
But the trouble of it is, they don't work for it.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. And that's the problem when fame comes to somebody so very, very young. Let's start in the beginning, okay? Didn't know that you were named after Loretta Young. You were delivered by a midwife who was 80 years old at the time and blind.
Yes.
Man, you talk about, getting a rough start. And, of course, born in a two-room log cabin. But when you first got started in the business and your husband at Doolittle said, let's go out and make some records, and the touring of that brings back the good old days of promoting a record. You went town to town delivering records to disc jockeys, did you not?
That's right. I really worked hard at it, but I would have never made it unless I had done this.
Yeah. Loretta, they can't do that today. They can't make the stars like yourself and Elvis and Sinatra and all those people we mentioned earlier because radio stations don't do that anymore, do they?
Well, it's not the radio stations, it's the person. You know, if you want to just sit down and say, hey, I've got a record out here and I'm a star and I'm going to be a star, it ain't going to make it.
No. You tell a great story. I love this story because being an old disc jockey, boy, I tell you, I remember this very well. You walked into a radio station to promote the record and you found the record in the garbage can. Tell us that story because I think that's a great story.
Well, I went in and I asked him if he got my record. Yeah, it was around here someplace and they didn't want to play it. It was just like everybody else, just like every radio station. And I just looked down, and in the garbage can laid the Zero record. And I picked it up, and I said, so you got it and played it? And I said, well, what's it doing in the garbage can?
Yeah, that's the way it was, boy. I tell you, long way from those days. She won the CMA's Female Vocalist of the Year Awards in 1967, 72, 73. In 1976, released her first best-selling autobiography, which was later made into a movie, Coal Miner's Daughter. 1972, named the CMA Entertainer of the Year, the first time in the history chosen for a woman, and inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1988, and 3 books to her name. Tell us more about Writing My Feelings. I find that a fascinating book.
Oh, the one of me and Patsy?
Yes, you and Patsy.
Well, it wasn't hard for me. I mean, I just close my eyes and think back, and I can hear her talk and hear myself talk, and it was just like she was here with me, and we were doing all this now.
You named one of your twins after her, did you not?
Yeah, Patsy.
Patsy.
My daughter that helped me write the book.
Uh-huh. Where did you learn of the plane crash, Loretta?
Oh, my God. I don't even like to think about it.
I know. You don't have to.
I was in bed, and it was on a Sunday morning, and, you know, I was to go with her that time.
Really?
She was going to take me, and she was giving me $50 to go with her. And the little black book in Memphis called and said they would like to have me come down and sing on Saturday night. And I told Patsy, I said, Patsy, if I go to Memphis, they'll play my record, letting everybody know I'm going to be singing at the Little Black Book, and I'll get more publicity out of that than I will, you know, if I just went with you. So I'm going to go to the Little Black Book.
Yeah.
Or I'd have been with Patsy.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, that's a frightening thought. It really is. You've written over 150 songs. And, you know, 79 charted records, including 52 top tens and 16 number ones. Boy, that is unbelievable. Did you ever think, as a young girl growing up, and you had it tough, there's no question about it, coal miner's daughter really profiles how tough you had it. Did you ever think that you would reach the stars as you have?
Honey, we had our radio, Philco radio, and we'd save the batteries till Saturday night to listen to the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow.
And I always listened to Ernest Tubb and Kitty Wells and Bill Monroe and all these big artists, you know. Never dreamed that I would ever be singing with them.
Yeah. You know, we've interviewed your sister, Crystal Gayle, many times. And the last time she was bragging about her new CD, which she had every right to brag about. And she was so excited because the first time ever you two did a duet on that CD.
Yeah, we sang a little bit that day.
She was just ecstatic about it.
Well, goodness gracious.
See? You found out something that she didn't tell you, right?
That's right, because I've been singing with her since she was a baby, and now I'm much older.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time at the museum.
I do.
Yeah. I was watching a story a few months back saying that you go there and you talk to the people, you're very accessible, you sing some...
Oh, do I go over there and sign autographs?
Yeah. That's...
People come through, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever retire, Loretta?
Why?
May I tell everybody how old you turned on April 14th, or is that our secret?
Oh, right on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Loretta Lynn, who sounds terrific, sings like an angel, writes great songs and books, turned 88 this past April 14th. I think that's sensational.
Thank you. I was born in 1932. Is that 88?
According to my calculations, that's 88, yes.
Is it?
If you want to cheat a little bit, Loretta, you can.
No, there ain't no use cheating. I don't care.
I love it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the name of the book about Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn is called Writing My Feelings. Get it now. It is a great book. And, of course, the recording that we played is the version of I Fall to Pieces, which, like I said in the introduction, only two people could sing it, Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn. Hey, Loretta, this has been a real treat for me. I got to tell you the truth.
Well, me too, honey.
And I hope one day that you come back and join us, and I'd love to come visit you at the museum. How would that
be? Come on down.
I would love to do that. I really do.
Well, come on. We'll go into the museum, and we'll have us a cup of coffee and piece of cake or whatever, and I'll bring you over to the house, and we'll do that.
Well, I got to tell you something. I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm a singer, and I sing with a 15-piece orchestra doing all the great songs of the 50s, 60s, and 70s and 80s.
Oh, that's great.
So
I'd love to hear you.
You and I need to get together, and my goal would be to sit down and have an acoustic session with the great Loretta Lynn.
Well, we'll do it.
Now you made a reason for me to get up in the morning, you know that?
Where are you at?
I'm in Orlando, Florida. It's not that far away. Hop, skip, and a jump once the quarantine's over.
You need to come up.
I'll get on the plane and I'll be up there.
All right.
Loretta, thank you for joining us. Thank you for all the great hours of entertainment you've given us, and we love you, dear.
Thank you, and I love you too, honey.
Thank you, Loretta.
Thank you.
Doesn't get any better than that, ladies and gentlemen. The great Loretta Lynn. Unbelievable lady. I love her. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. I'm very happy to have our next guest with us. She used to be with us a lot of times, and for some reason, we have not had her on the show again, but she is back. I love this lady. She is such a talented one. And we are going to be talking about a film that is set to release today called For the Love of Jesse. Joining us right now is the beautiful Adrienne Barbeau. Adrienne, welcome back to the show. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Ron. Your name, and I thought, oh boy.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but boy, I got to tell you something. Still as beautiful as ever and talented as ever in this new show that's coming up. I'm very excited for this. It's being released today. It's called For the Love of Jesse, and you play a mom this time around.
I play a mom this time around. And actually, a grandmom at one point.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I play the mother of a doctor, a young man, played by Randy Wayne, who's very much in love with his very pregnant wife and is devastated when she dies during childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And he is left with raising my grandchild.
Yeah.
This is not a mom you'd necessarily want to have. Yeah. She shows up and she's not incredibly likable. She and her son have a prickly relationship,
yeah.
But she shows up because somebody's got to help him take care of this baby and finally convinces him that he's got to hire someone, a housekeeper, nanny, to take care of the baby. Does not like the woman that he hires who has her own history having lost a child. And it is a love story. It is a story about second chances. And even in the case of my character, the changes that can take place in a person as a result of love. It's not like, you know, the people who usually watch me to see me screaming and yelling and the ghosts coming or the horror. This is for a much, much wider audience.
Well, you know, it's unique here when you say that he got a nanny, because the nanny, according to what I saw, was actually a former patient of his that lost the baby to a miscarriage. So he decides to hire her because she needs a job. And you didn't really agree with this arrangement. I mean, ultimately...
No, because she shows up wearing, she's got tattoos, she's got a biker jacket on, she's got her hair shaved. This is not someone I want. In fact, I have a line. I hope you're not here to apply for the job dressed like that.
Yeah.
And,
that would be a frightening thing to see. The thing about it is, though, is that This movie, even though it came out today, it was the winner of a best screenplay in Los Angeles' Film Awards back in 2017. So this was done a couple of years back, right, Adrian?
Well, no, the screenplay was written in 2017.
Okay.
And then they, you know, just as they were getting ready to start filming, and I should have looked this up. I'm not sure if we did this in 2018. It must have been, maybe it was early 2019.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Just as they were ready to start filming, the actor that David Maccabee, our writer-director, had written the role for to play the doctor, my son, passed away.
Oh, gosh, really?
And so then it was, a question of if they were even going to continue. But they did, and they hired Randy Wayne, wonderful actor.
Yes, he is.
And went on and made the film.
You know, you have had such an illustrious career over your life, your young life. You know, of course, everybody remembers Maude back in 1972. A lot of horror films, as you alluded to earlier. Someone's Watching Me, The Fog, Escape from New York, Swamp Thing, gosh, Two Evil Eyes, Creepshow. And you did some voiceover work, too, as the Catwoman on Batman, the animated series. Do you like doing voiceover works? A lot of actors and actresses like that because they can. It's like being in a costume at an amusement park. You can act really silly and nobody sees you.
What I like about it is you don't have to put a costume on. You
know? No makeup, no nothing.
I love doing voiceover work.
Yeah.
Right now, when I'm not acting, I do video description for the blind.
Really?
So that when you're watching your television show, if you hit your secondary audio channel,
yeah,
program button, you can hear a voice describing what is happening on screen in between the dialogue so that someone who's visually impaired, you know, hears the actor speaking, but then hears my voice or another actor's voice describing the action. So, and fortunately, because my son is a music producer and he has a studio here at the house, I've been able to do some of my voiceover work even as we are sheltering in place.
Yeah.
So that's been very nice. And I love doing voiceovers. I do a lot of video games. Fallout 76 and God of War and Halo 4 and, you know, they're great fun. Love them.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, yeah. The problem when you do that, they don't see your beautiful face. They should put like a little 8x10 there on all these video games. This is the beautiful person who you hear on this. As I mentioned before, it's released today, and it can be found on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Comcast On Demand, CBD.com, ChristianCinema.com, Walmart, Target, and Best Buy. And I couldn't be happier for you because I think that this is a great movie. It has been described as a path to a second chance for heartache and drama and redemption. And this is the kind of movie that you like to watch at times like this because it makes you feel you've gotten a second chance at life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Adrian, you have to do me a favor now, okay? This is favor time. You can't stay away as long as we have had in the past, right? You got to come and visit us more often. I love when you're here. You're a great actress, a nice, nice person, and I really miss not talking to you. Can we make a little note that you'll be back soon?
You know what? I have another film releasing on June 1st. It's a golf comedy with Dan Lauria and Amber Liu, the K-pop star.
Yeah.
So I'd be Eagle in the Albatross. I'd be happy to come back and talk about that. And then I've got three more horror films that are in various states of post-production. There's a really good one. It's the only one I've seen, so I can't talk about the other two, called Unearth with Mark Blucas. And so hopefully when those are ready to be seen, I'll come and talk to you again.
Let's do it, Adrian. Love when you're here, and congratulations on this film, For the Love of Jesse, and we'll look forward to having you back next month.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Adrian. Our guest has been Adrian Barbeau, and she is quite a lady. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's new concerns in New York as children are dying from an illness linked to the coronavirus. A rare inflammatory disease linked to COVID-19 has claimed the lives of three children in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the illness shares symptoms with toxic shock and Kawasaki disease.
These children happen to have the COVID antibodies or be positive for COVID, but those were not the symptoms they showed when they came into the hospital system.
He says the state health department is reviewing 73 cases where children had swollen blood vessels and heart problems. U.S. regulators have approved a new kind of COVID-19 test. It can quickly detect fragments of virus proteins in samples collected from swabs taken from inside the nasal cavity. The antigen test is the third kind to be authorized by the FDA. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. And I was just telling our guest before I went on the air, I can't wait to talk to her because she's not only a beautiful and accomplished actress in her own right, but she's also the daughter of a lady that I have admired since I was a little boy. It's one of those Hollywood crushes I just can't get over. She's beautiful. Joining us right now is Natasha Gregson-Wagner, who, of course, is the daughter of the lovely Natalie Wood, whose presence on the screen just screamed out, good looking and talented, talking about an HBO documentary, Natalie Wood, What Remains Behind. Hi, Natasha, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor to talk to you.
Well, I appreciate that so much. That's so nice. You're so kind. And before we talk about this documentary and everything in your life, I just want to tell you that really and truly, I love your work too. You are a very accomplished actress who has started off in the business with a very different appeal than what you've ended up with. You kind of started with a little quirky style.
Yeah.
And then did some extremely serious roles, and it shows your versatility. A lot of work and a lot of stuff to be proud of, Natasha. You're good at your craft.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Now, let's talk about your mom. First of all, when I was just a young boy, and I mean like 9, 10 years old, all right, I was just enamored by your mother. I don't know what it, everybody's a Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield. I said, no, I'm a Natalie Wood. My wife still talks about this very day. I had my mother take me at like 9 or 10 years old to go see Gypsy. Now, you know, at that time, that was a little on the edge, and for my mom, you mean you don't want to go see 17 cartoons? But no, I want to go see Gypsy with Natalie Wood.
That's so great.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, this documentary on HBO is called Natalie Wood, What Remains Behind. This is a film that you see previously unseen home movies, photographs, diaries, letters, artifacts. Tell us how this whole thing came about, because I'm so excited to see this. You can't imagine.
Well, I can't wait for you and everyone to see it. You know, I had co-authored a coffee table book on my mom in 2016 called Reflections on a Legendary Life.
Right.
With Manoa Bowman. And when we were doing the research for that, we had come across so much material that we couldn't fit into the book. And so we said, gosh, you know, sort of maybe half joking, one day we should make a documentary. Well, Manoa remembered, and about a year later, he called me and said, you know, I've got the perfect person. And his name is Laurent Bouzereau. He's a very accomplished documentarian in his own right. He directed a film called Five Came Back, which was with many notables. Anyway, Laurent and I met, and we had the same point of view and vision for the documentary, and then we were really off to the races pretty quickly.
But there was never a movie about her, was there? I mean, like somebody playing her.
Not as of yet, no, there has not been. And you know, I don't know, gosh, that would be hard to watch somebody playing her. What I love about the documentary is she's playing herself.
Yeah.
She's, you know, it's almost like she's in the, well, you haven't seen it yet, but it's like she's in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a visit with her, another visit with her.
Never knew that she was of Ukrainian and Russian heritage, but just absolutely stunning woman. I mean, I really mean that. And, you know, you see so many great pictures of her with, like, Elvis and so many of the stars, Sal Mineo and all these other people that she was in movies with. How long was this in the making, Natasha? First of all, I love that name, too. That's kind of a nickname that your mom really gave you. Your name is?
My name is Natasha, and my mom's real name was Natasha.
Oh.
But the studio changed her name to Natalie because they felt that Natasha sounded too Russian in those days.
Yeah.
So she missed her name, so she gave it to me.
Oh, how cool is that?
So my grandparents would call her Big Natasha, and they would call me Little Natasha. Uh-huh. It was cute.
Well, I tell you, you could play her very well in this movie if there ever was one. I know that would be kind of tough to do from the standpoint probably emotionally. How long did it take to do this documentary, Natasha?
Well, it took us about 2 years, I'd say, from, you know, pitching it, and Amblin came aboard to produce it, and then HBO, and then, you know, doing the interviews, and Laurent editing last summer. He edited all summer, and, you know, here we are. It's very exciting, and, you know, people will really get to learn so much about my mom that they didn't know, and if you're a fan, you'll learn more. And if you don't know who she is, you'll see what a modern woman she was and how ahead of her time she was.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. And her list of credentials, of course, was cut short at a very, very young age, at 42, I think she was when she...
43.
Wow, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, were you officially adopted by Robert Wagner because you use your real father's name and his name?
I know. You know, I was not officially adopted because both my dads were so magnanimous that they agreed to raise me together. And because they, you know, raised me equally, I thought it was only fair that I that I have both their last names, which is why my name is a bit of a mouthful. But it's really to honor both of those guys.
That's very cool. You're a very nice lady. Now, is your relationship good with your stepfather?
It's excellent. I love my stepdad. I speak to him on the phone every single day. I don't even think of him as my stepdad. I think of him as my father. And you will see in the documentary, we sit down and we talk about the night my mom died, and we talk about so many things. You'll see our closeness in those interviews.
And you were only 11 years old when that happened, back on November of 29th, I think it was, 1981.
Wow. That's right. Yes, very young. Very young.
When you got into the business, and I've asked this question to so many sons and daughters of stars, Frank Sinatra Jr., the list goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Dina Martin is one of them. Is it easy or hard to get work when you have such a famous parent? Because I think a lot of times people on the outside say, well, you know, they're in the in crowd, they know all the right people. But I've always had the philosophy that no matter how well-heeled you are as far as being in the venue, in the mix with the main decision-makers, if you don't really produce, it's nothing. I mean, there's a big disappointment.
Yeah.
Was that an asset or a liability for you, Natasha?
You know, I'm not totally sure because I don't know what people said behind my back.
Sure.
You know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure.
But I do know that I felt the pressure, and I, you know, it made me work harder, and I think I grew as an actress. And I actually haven't been acting since 2012. When my daughter was born, I've sort of gone on hiatus because I've wanted to just be a full-time mom. So I've sort of hung up my acting shoes. But my husband is an actor, so I run his lines with him.
Oh, that's cool. Now, what's your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Clover.
Clover, that's a pretty name, yeah. I thought it was going to be
that. I thought about that, you know, naming her a name with an N, but
yeah.
I just love the name Clover, and she is such a Clover. She's almost 8 years old.
Wow.
So.
We mentioned in the introduction the fact of how you kind of went from these quirky roles to, you know, playing a cheating girlfriend, an adulterous wife. I mean, it really shows your versatility, and obviously, you know, you've got a lot of good genes in you because everybody you were surrounded with, family wise, we're in this business. Do you think you'll go back in after Clover gets a little bit older?
I think there's a possibility. You know, there was a famous actress named Ruth Gordon. I don't know if you know who she was.
Yes.
But she was my godmother, and I think she won an Oscar at 79 or something like that. So I think to myself, not that I'd win an Oscar, but that hopefully I'll start acting again when I'm older,
yeah.
And maybe have a career like Ruth Gordon.
Yeah. Did you know that you were in the mix with Hollywood royalty when you were growing up?
Not really. I knew that my parents seemed to be, you know, effervescent, and
yeah,
they seemed to have a sparkle to them, and people that came over were quirky and interesting, but I didn't, and a lot of them spoke with accents, but I didn't really know why. It wasn't until I became a teenager that I really started to understand the power that my mom had.
Yeah.
As a movie star in those days.
Gosh, what a beautiful lady, really. I mean, you know, they talk about the 6 degrees of separation. Now I think I knew Natalie Wood. Now I'm talking to you.
Oh, that's so great. Well, you'll really feel like that after you see the documentary, because we have so much footage of her speaking.
Oh, that's great. It's an HBO documentary we've seen several times. It's called Natalie Wood, What Remains Behind, done by her equally beautiful daughter, Natasha Gregson-Wagner, who put it together, and she's a great actress in her own right. Natasha, you are a terrific guest. Please do not be a stranger. We'd love to have you come back again because you're terrific. You really are. I mean that. I like that perkiness, you know, and I'm saying that complimentary. I like perky.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I really appreciate being on the show, and all the best to you.
And all the best to you, too, and look forward to having you back. Natasha Gregson-Wagner has been our guest. She is the daughter of the beautiful Natalie Wood. Gosh, I love that Natalie Wood. She just had those looks. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest is a frequent one on our show, and she couldn't come at a better time this week because everybody's talking about the coronavirus and quarantines and businesses trying to restart and small businesses and the impact that this COVID-19 has had on small businesses. She is a very, very knowledgeable individual, an Emmy Award-winning consumer tech journalist, the New York Times Wired Well columnist, the host host of Digital Lifestyle Series for USA. She also is the nationally syndicated broadcast host of a segment called Tech's Appeal, which can be seen on outlets like Yahoo. And her website, techish.com, is always available. Joining us right now is our friend, Jennifer Jolly. Hi, Jennifer. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I like that name, Jennifer Jolly. That is a jolly name. Not to use a pun.
It's my real name. I'm stuck with it. People always say, is that a made-up name? Nope, it's the one I was born with, and yeah, it fits me just fine.
People in show business and in television will love to have that kind of a name. It really is. Well, let's talk about small businesses right now, which is many things on the list of things to be concerned about these days. Have that favorite coffee shop, corner grocery store, you know, the place we go for ice cream that are affected by this. And a recent survey across America shows that about 40% of small businesses could possibly reduce employee hours in the next 30 days, and 60% are really concerned about the future of their economic condition. What do we do? I mean, there is so many things, and I know you can't look into a crystal ball, but what are some things that we could prepare for if indeed this thing continues? And even if it doesn't continue, how to rebound?
Recent Microsoft Trend Report, coronavirus will indeed forever change the way that we work and learn. And digital transformation has been the key to keeping small businesses both connected and productive. So what we know, and I've been doing this story over and over again for various outlets, what we know so far is that small biz needs tech, and they need it like yesterday. Devices are actually flying off the shelves to really support remote workers in the remote workforce. The biggest thing small business owners and employees are looking for right now are secure video chat and collaboration tools. Now, Ron, you know I'm a gadget gal.
Yep.
So, of course, I'm going to give you a few examples here. For these needs, I really like the HP EliteBook 735 G6. This can keep you powered up throughout the day. It connects with Microsoft Teams, the platform that lets you meet, call, chat, and collaborate all in one place. Now, it's a tool that really prioritizes what's important to small business, and that's keeping data and customers safe. You can also check out their ProBook 400 series. That's great value in the $600 range. Now, I own a small business. My husband and I have a small production company. And one problem that our go-to tech has to solve, especially while we're sheltering in place, is battery life. I cannot be tethered to a power outlet all day. I need to change rooms. I love to go work outside. So for that, two gadgets here, the Dell Vostro 155590. This stays powered up for 12 hours on a single charge, and the battery has an express charge feature, which takes it from 0 to 80% in less than an hour. That's fantastic. Dell also has their XPS line with that same kind of portability and sleek design. So check that out, too. And then Lenovo's ThinkBook 14, one of my all-time favorite laptops, smartbooks right now. This has a smart power on feature that lets you unlock the computer with your fingerprint. That's similar to a phone. So it's little fixes like this that add up to big benefits at the end of the day and gives us all a little bit of relief that we could really use right now.
Now, Jennifer, that works well for your business and for my business, for that matter. What do people that are in the retail business have to look at? For example, a barber or, you know, somebody who sells hot dogs, a donut shop. I mean, what do they do?
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of really great resources for small businesses right now if you know where to look. Some are a lot less obvious than others. One thing I've been really learning a lot about and telling people about is a site called Just Answer. So you own a small business. Let's say you are a tax expert or legal, financial, health, veterinarian, mechanics. This is a great one for a mechanic or a DIY, like carpenter or somebody in construction. You can get paid to answer people's questions through the Just Answer platform. So if you have specific expertise, you can get paid to answer people's questions for that. So it's a great way for small business owners and their employees to supplement income when times are tough. It's kind of a way to keep the door open when times are so tough. There's also the Opportunity Fund. That specializes in money lending to small businesses owned by women, immigrants, and people of color. And then there are basics that every small business needs that you might be paying for. Like I have subscription services that I pay for month in, month out. Look at those. Things like Microsoft 365 Business Basic. You can now get the first 6 months for free. So you get a custom email, domain, access to Office web apps, cloud storage. You can host meetings with up to 250 people via Teams. So lots of little ways to support small businesses all across the map right now.
Now, with money being so tight, are there some resources and even some items that we can get free of charge?
Well, there are. I just gave you a few in that Dancer, the Opportunity Fund. You can get those kinds of things. But a way that you can, as a consumer, support small businesses is buy a gift card now to use later. I love a program called Support Local. This is through USA Today. You go to the site, you click on your city, you search for a local business. If your favorite business is not on the list, you can add it and buy a gift card and use it when the doors open back up. Cabbage with a K, it's another great app that does something very similar. Let's you buy gift cards to your favorite stores now and then use them later on down the road. Now, my hairstylist has done this for those of us who are trying not to let our gray roots out to the world, expose our real true colors, so to speak. So she's dropping off these like COVID color kits on our doorstep. Tons of stores and specialty shops are doing things like that right now. We know that restaurants are offering delivery and pickup, but check for delivery options other than restaurants, like your toy store, flower shop, bookstore, clothing boutique.
Where can we go, Jennifer, for more information on this and a lot more stuff that we haven't had a chance to discuss on the show today?
You can go to my website at techish, techish.com.
Great information, and one that I think our listeners should heed during these crazy, crazy times. And Jennifer, you're going to join us again soon, hopefully.
Oh, I hope so. It is always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. I feel the same way. Stay safe, and we'll look forward to your next visit, okay?
You too, Ron. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Jennifer. Jennifer Johnny has been our guest, tech plus life expert, sharing some ideas for small businesses to survive during these troubled times.
Ron, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure to be on your show. I really, really like it. Thank you so much.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today, but we have another hour to go on this Mother's Day weekend. I want to thank my guests this first hour, the Queen of Country Music, Loretta Lynn, Adrian Barbeau, Natasha Gregson-Wagner, the daughter of Natalie Wood, and Jennifer Jolly. Next hour, Brad Meltzer will be here talking about his new book, The Lincoln Conspiracy, The Assassination That Didn't Happen, yes. And from Blind Spot, Audrey Esparza and Ashley Johnson, the star of Alaska Animal Rescue on Nat Geo Wild, Jeff Corwin, and then we've got some ideas for cooking on Mother's Day. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today.